had to scrape the windows this morning. It's a little icy.
It's 6 a.m. and we're in Mary Clemens' silver station wagon driving to the pickup spot.
Some flockers like to do it at night and come in at, you know, the dark of night and do it the night before. I'd just soon do it in the morning.
That guy looks a little hurt.
Yeah, he's a little droopy.
The bird's Latin name is Phoenicopterus ruber. And if you found them in the wild, they might sound like this. But these ones are made of plastic. Think classic pink flamingo lawn ornaments popular in 1960s Florida. Residents pay $10 for a flock of about 10 flamingos to visit a yard for the day, surprising friends or family with the avine visitors. Right now, Clemens is picking them up to deliver them to their next destination. When we're back in her car, she tells me about the flocks.
There's two that are active right now, and we do have a partial third one for flamingos that get damaged. Yeah. What happened last year once was Jane Smith went to go pick up a flock and it was gone. So we used a third flock to flock that a person that day. They finally appeared out the road and somebody brought them back in. But when
the flamingos come out, you know spring is here.
That's board member Laura Wong Rose. She says 15 years ago, Petersburg streets felt very different.
Apparently, we used to have packs of dogs roaming around town terrorizing children and a pretty large feral cat community.
The dogs were pooping all over downtown streets, attacking leashed dogs and hunting deer, giving chase until the deer died from exhaustion or fled into the water and drowned.
Apparently, it was kind of dangerous to go outside sometimes.
So a group of residents banded together to tackle the issue head on, forming the Petersburg Humane Association. Wong Rose says the biggest way that the association helps with stray animals is through prevention.
We do that through offering spay-neutership scholarships. So for folks that have pets, lower income, that need assistance in spaying or neutering their pet, the scholarships are available, and most of our fundraising and outreach goes towards that program right now.
Spaying or neutering a pet is not cheap, and Wong Rose says that COVID pushed up the price of the operations.
And so average spay or neuter can run anywhere, you know, in the $400 up to $1,200 range.
Petersburg Humane Association is independent, meaning it's not connected with any other humane associations. So they rely on two annual fundraisers to raise money. Besides flocking flamingos, they publish a yearly calendar with photos of Petersburg's pets. And Petersburg loves its pets. Local dog owners have, on average, 3 dogs per household, according to Wong Rose.
A lot of dogs in town, and the dog population is increasing, it seems.
The association maintains a dog park near the beach with volunteer help. And they run a no-kill shelter. Volunteers help care for puppies and kittens, and the organization keeps a list of families willing to foster animals temporarily.
Yeah. So this is the place I'm going to turn around up here.
Clemens and I pull up in her car to the house where the flamingos will loiter all day. We close the car doors silently so we don't ruin the surprise.
Okay, so this is where I like to be kind of quiet.
It's a lawn with a chain link fence around it on Nordic Avenue, a main street in Petersburg.
This is a perfect yard because every place I push them down, they're going in. So sometimes it's not so easy to find places to stick them, but this is it's working out just great.
The two flamingo flocks will migrate around Petersburg through the end of April, and then they'll disappear as suddenly as they appeared, signaling spring is really here. In Petersburg, I'm Rachel Cassandra.